it's all right, 'cause there's beauty. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
We're so amazing here. It's all right, 'cause there's beauty in the breakdown.
Folks, this is Lila Bialy. She's here in the house, and this is her latest release. Have a listen.
Drink up, baby, down. Are you in or are you out? Leave your things behind, 'cause it's all going off without you. Excuse me, too busy, all right.
Well, one of the toughest parts of this job is when you're playing a kicking little tune and then you have to pull down the volume and fade into the interview. But we'll have to put up with that today because one of my favorite people is here in the studio, Lila Bialy. Pianist, vocalist, composer. Here's some other things that people have written about you. Poised to become the new face of contemporary jazz. How do you feel about that? What does that mean?
I don't think it means the new Diana Krall.
See, we talked about that earlier. Did you hear? I don't know if you heard, but Tim and I said, Diana Krall. Is that a weird thing to be associated with? I mean, she's talented and beautiful and all that you are, but you're different somehow.
Oh, I'd love her career. I would love her career, but making the music that's my own.
Yeah.
I mean, she's done, you know, this classic thing. She's a real stylist where she takes songs from the American songbook, the jazz songbook, and, you know, plays them in sort of a conventional jazz ensemble, and they swing, and people can snap their fingers and, you know, enjoy it as they have dinner or...
I'm sorry, but that's all you, too. That's you. How is that not you?
Well, actually, I mean, I guess...
And I don't want to talk about her anymore.
Okay. All right, we're done with Diana. Diana, we're done with you.
Seriously. Are you excited about Tracing Light?
I am, yeah.
You should be.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. It's been 3 years since I put out the last record.
What have you been doing?
Oh, well, I went on tour with Sting.
Oh.
I had a baby.
Oh.
I got married.
Oh.
I think
you just did that chronologically.
It wasn't not quite. The marriage came before the baby was born.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Folks, we're all about messy here on the Drew Marshall Show. Katie Lang, Daniel Lanois, Billy Joel, Standards popularized by Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Doris Day, several of your original compositions. How many songs are on the CD?
11. We pared it down, Drew. We worked really hard to pare it down.
That must have been tough.
It's hard when you've paid, you know, for the whole record with blood, sweat, tears, and a whole lot of money, and not every track gets on there. But you have to be willing to pare things down in order to create a better overall product. I'm sure you guys know about that, right?
Did you draw any?
I'm not talking about weight loss.
Whatever.
No.
Did you draw any inspiration from Il Pelagio?
I did.
Did I say that right?
Il Pelagio.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. You said a G. It was a hard G.
Oh.
Yeah. I did. I mean,
if you can't draw inspiration from Tuscany, then you're
dead. Yeah. I did. I mean, of course, the environment was amazing, but it was more being able to hobnob and hang out with Sting day in and day out, like not just, you know, little snippets here and there of time with the man, but literally getting up with him, doing yoga in the mornings, and eating three meals a day with him, walking the grounds of his estate, and then making a ton of music and talking about the process of writing music. And he's a very real person. You should get him on the show.
Sure.
I'll talk to his people. Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
No, I've had other people say the same thing, and I've had people say, look, I'm happy to connect. But I really don't like using people to get to people.
I understand.
It's a phobia I have.
And I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? It's just the ultimate taboo as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Having said that, you, 2 years touring with Chris Botti, Paula Cole, Suzanne Vega.
Mm-hmm.
Can you connect me with those people?
You know, it might be easier, actually.
It might be. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Do you have times where you wake up and you go, is this real? Because you've got a successful career.
Mm-hmm.
You are ridiculously blessed and talented. You are a mommy.
Mm-hmm.
You're a wifey. And what a life you have. I know. I don't mean to paint it with too many bells and whistles, because we all know that life comes with other stuff.
Sure.
But I want to be you.
Oh, my gosh. Let's trade for it. Can this be like a Freaky Friday version?
Freaky
like
Friday.
A transsexual Freaky Friday thing?
Transsexual.
I don't know.
That's funny. Creepy, but funny. You know what I'm looking forward to the most, and I don't think I'm going to be able to get down to it,
mm-hmm.
is this Greenwich concert with Rob Mathis.
Oh, my gosh. See, I'm just so in the moment, Drew. When you said Greenwich, I thought, what is he talking about?
Sometimes the segue
Rob
makes no
amazing.
Sense. But, you've got a concert coming up in London? No, where is
that
it?
That was last night.
Last
and
night.
It was so much fun.
It went off.
It was one of the best concerts we've had in ages. I actually, if I'm really real, I've had a hard time mustering my focus since I've become a mom. It's like the hardest and best work I've ever done.
Huh.
And I'm perpetually exhausted. I thought that was my life before having the baby, and now it's like more than ever. And yet also, you know, I feel like my life is more meaningful than ever. It's that balance. But anyway, London was fantastic, and we really found our groove. I was crying on the way to the gig. I was so tired.
Oh.
And I said to my husband, I can't do this. I said, I cannot do this. And
how do you can't say that on a way to a gig.
I'm sure we all do sometimes.
Is it are hormones? Can I say that?
I'm sure hormones have something to do with it. But honestly, just mind-numbing fatigue. Okay, so babies cry, right? But I'm a new mom. Joshua is 4.5 months old. And we're still at a place where, you know, we're trying to read his cues and understand. And the travel for him, he's an amazing road baby. But there are days where he has meltdowns.
That's a great name for a song, by the way.
Or an album. Yeah,
road
exactly.
Baby. Sorry, yes. So he settled down a wee bit.
And he settled. He was actually having a really hard day. And you have to you cannot just ignore the baby. Even Ferber says you can't ignore the baby indefinitely.
Okay.
And so Ben and I are trying to tend to Josh and his needs. Meanwhile, we're trying to get ready, get organized for a concert. My mind isn't even prepared to get on stage and you know, get my guys rehearsed and together, never mind be rehearsed and together myself. So I'm flying in and just trying to put on my game face, meanwhile be a mom at the same time and make sure that my poor screaming kid is fed and diapered and, you know, not swimming in his own filth. And it's like,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, babies do that. But anyway, so
Richards does that.
Right, Keith Richards makes a career out of doing that. So when you're Keith Richards, it's somehow cool. And when you're a baby, I admit it can be cute. But
yes.
Anyway, so by the time we got to the gig, I mean, I'm already exhausted and I haven't even rehearsed and done the show. But we actually prayed on the way to the gig.
Are you going to say, in my weakness, he was strong?
Oh, dear.
Are you
going to
say,
you
God
know
showed
I am?
Up?
Honestly, it's so funny. All the cliche things that I think people say because it sounds good and, you know, it seems like it's the right thing to say actually are resonating with me more than ever. It's like everything's come around full circle, and suddenly those things that used to nauseate me that people would say and offer as pat answers are actually becoming vibrant and true in my life. And yesterday we were praying on the way to the gig, and I said, I can only walk in his strength. And my husband said to me, honey, what do you want more than anything right now? Because I was crying and I said, I can't do this. Mm. And he said, what do you want? And I said,
pizza.
I want pizza.
No.
After the pizza.
Right.
I said, and it could sound really cheesy, But I said, I want...
Was that a pizza reference? Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. The double entendre that I just walked right into.
I had to... I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, my gosh. That I was just, brilliant. So you're a dad. No. You're allowed to make those
okay,
jokes.
All right.
So I said to him, I want to wear Christ wherever I go, whether it's on stage or... You know, when I'm interfacing with friends or, you know, in an interview or what have you, I had to put out a couple of fires this week because life just gets crazy and not everyone is going to be extending grace. And you realize you can't always play the mom card and you can't always play the baby card. And yes, grace is required, but relationships, also need nurturing. And so I need to find a way to keep things balanced in my life. Otherwise, I'm going to be losing the things that matter most to me in my life, my community, my meaningful relationships. And so I said to him, you know, sweetie, whether I'm on stage or having a difficult chat with a friend, I really want to be carrying, again, forgive me if this sounds cheesy, but the fragrance of Christ.
Well, you did smell really good coming in here. Of course, Tim and I have been here for about 3.5 hours, so anything would smell good. But
I blame it all on Drew.
So last night, London rocked, okay, because God showed up.
Yeah, he did. He did. It was what I needed, and he showed up.
And then the 28th. That's kind of a big night.
It's a big night, and can I just tell the listeners something that was also, I think, that contributed to the tears yesterday? I found out that in spite of every good effort to promote the concert, the CD release at the Old Mill on the 28th, that people were trying to reserve tables online and weren't allowed, like just couldn't do it, and were being told nothing's available.
Oh,
so a couple of friends contacted me and said, hurrah, congratulations, you're sold out. So I wrote to the promoter and I said, I guess we're sold out then. She was like, no. I said, people aren't able to reserve tables online.
Oh, no.
And she was like, uh-oh, there might be a glitch. And that's a glitch that's been, I guess, there for about a week.
Oh.
And so we're talking about people who wanted to see the show. So fans and listeners and jazz lovers.
Is it working now?
We are on it. And in the meantime, call the number that's on the
old mill. Call the old mill.
Yeah, exactly.
Call the old mill.
Did I just say old man instead of old mill?
No, you said old mill. You can call the old man, too. Maybe he'll pony up with a bit of dough. But
we can fix it in the edit.
Yeah. That's October 28th. That is next week.
Yeah.
CD release party. Mm-hmm. Well, this says special guests here.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Means my husband's going to be playing percussion. And he's really good, folks, I swear.
Yeah.
He's not just like, oh, well, I can get my husband to play for free, and we'll call him a special guest, and we'll make it sound special. He was asked to do the last tour with Sting, but he said no because of the baby.
Who says no to Sting?
Listen,
he must be good.
When Josh was colicky and crying nonstop for the first 2.5 months, and we actually brought Josh to meet Sting at the show, and I learned while we were there that he's doing this world tour on a private jet, and my husband's at home dealing with Josh, I thought, that is true love. Because I even said to him, go, when he was offered the gig. And he said, no. He wanted to stay with the baby.
So is he more Virgil Donati-ish, or is he more guy who drums for James Taylor right now in my head? Steve Gadd, yeah.
Oh, Steve Gadd, yeah. Yeah,
so
there's a
connection. Is he a psychopath on the drums, or is he smooth, stylistic studio?
He can be a psychopath.
Right.
He has all the skills to just go
nuts. He has all the skills
nuts,
of a psychopath.
But he has the taste and economy of a man who's 46 years old, 17 years my senior.
Good for you. Score! That's what I have to say.
I scored.
That's what I'm saying. And then, of course, the Greenwich show. I was talking to some people that... know Rob quite well, and Rob's looking forward to that night as well, and I just wish I could get to that. I don't think I can.
Have you you've had Rob on the show,
He's been so busy.
Okay, you've got to get Rob, and you will get Rob.
I will.
I can connect. Rob, I can connect you with.
No, well, I've already been talking to his people.
It's all good.
And they've said he's just so crazy right now, because he's actually he's preparing for his Christmas concert, but he's also doing some stuff, here we go, with Sting again.
Yeah, I know. It's like all in the family
now.
Yeah, it's borderline incestuous.
Incestuous. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah.
Speaking of incestuous, let's play another track. What is the segue? I don't get that. No, I want to hear more from this latest release because I'm thrilled with it, and I want our people to dig it. I really do. All right?
Thanks.
So are we going to pick one? You guys, do you want to tell? Oh, there we go. Was that a good choice?
This is a good choice. Daniel Lanois, one of my favorites, and my arrangements. Hopefully you like it.
Beautiful. Have a listen, folks. Lila Bialy on The Drew Marshall Show.
the streets are cracked. There's glass everywhere. And the children stare with a motherless eye. In arms of beauty and on fields of war. Trapped in the mat from the poet's core. Oh, just pick me a bone. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Lila Bialy, cranking it out in the background. Have a listen, folks.
Coming, babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips are met. Till you see that sunshine day, you ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and they won't it be fine. The best is yet to come, come the day of mine, come the day of mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly.
That is a fun tune. You must have had a blast doing that one.
We really did. We really did.
LilaBialy.com. Good luck spelling it. Just go to drewmarshall.ca. Find out this link is all about. LailaBialy. There's more vowels in your name.
It's nearly a palindrome, right?
Than Jeopardy.
Is.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, the release party, folks, October 28th. Got to get to it. Lila Bialy Trio and special guest extraordinaire down at the Old Mill in Tirana. How much would a night like that kind of cost? What do you think?
Have an idea? I think it's 25 or 30.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so there.
You.
Seriously?
I love you. Most people don't want to spend more than like 10 or 15 bucks on music these days, so I'm
well,
just glad
gonna
you
say that.
Well,
then they're going to get that kind of music.
Well,
there.
Listen.
They can go to...
When I opened for Miss Krall back in at the Orpheum Theater in Vancouver, people were paying like $100+ a ticket. My parents paid more money to see her, to see me open for her, than we got paid to do the show.
Yeah. Seriously. No, listen,
that's
not
a lie.
If you want to show up and watch the Hillsong Youth Band, then $10, okay? That's it. But if you want some good music, then you go, I'm serious.
Speaking of Hillsong, you know they just launched something in New York, hey? Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, lineups around the block. Okay, onwards. Okay, never mind.
Moving along. Tell me about this CD. That's what I want to know. The creative vibe, the
Ooh,
feel,
the vibe.
The nuances in this CD. Lay it out.
Okay, well, the CD has songs that some of them are like honestly from 8 years ago, which maybe sounds like, well, that's old material. Why would you choose that? But there's songs that people have been hearing us do live and said, we want to hear these on record. So, in fact, when I don't know if you guys are going to play one more, but I'll choose the song that I wrote okay. 8 years ago. And so those are mixed with arrangements and songs that were written far more recently. But the theme that sort of weaves all of these different things together, different songs together, has to do, I think, really with my personal journey, which I feel like has been really summed up in the last couple of years as life has just kicked into high gear and as I've gone through some of the biggest transitions I think that anybody can go through. Mm. And that actually really is a good introduction to why I titled the record Tracing Light. And it has to do with just the ongoing search in my life for the light, as it were. And I know that that can sound cliche, but it really, really represents my struggle, I think, as a Christian who's seeking God in all things, but not always understanding context and just the things that life throws our way, the things that are allowed to happen, the things that do happen, and my own bad decision making and where His grace meets me in that. And I feel like there are fragments of the journey inevitably in every song that's on this record. And I know that a lot of people, you know, it's traditional and common for people to choose a song off the record that they love or want to highlight, and then that's what they title the record. But I felt like it was more appropriate to name it something else altogether, but that referenced the songs in some way, shape, or form. Am I making any
Total.
Sense?
Yeah, I'm engrossed, actually, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a very good communicator, and I've not been to one of your concerts, but...
You've got to come. Oh, we got to get you there. We got to get you some comps.
See, that always works.
I know.
That always works. I can't remember the last time I paid for something in the biz. No, but I can imagine that you fill space with what's necessary. That's how good a communicator I think you are.
Oh, gosh.
So not only do you do that in your songs, but I can imagine that, you know, because there are some, like David Wilcox, for example,
yeah.
The American singer-songwriter,
yeah.
not the Canadian guy. He is just so good at setting up songs with story
you
and
mean
context.
Live, yeah.
Yeah, live, yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I actually do err on the side of being a little bit verbose and excessive. And
That's because you're a good communicator. You can do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh, thanks, Drew. I mean, not everyone would agree. My agent not too long ago was saying to me,
"Shut up.
Top drawer only, Lila, not the whole thing. Just give them the best, you know, of what you have to give." Because I was, you know, I think when I get overwhelmed and I'm nervous and I'm tired, that's when I'll tend to maybe over-talk a little bit and so on. But thank you.
Well, folks, you've got to get to this gig. You really do. It's October 28th. It's in Toronto. It's at the Old Mill. It's the CD release party. Just call the Old Mill, all right? Look them up. Call them, because we're not too sure about it.
It's a 416 number. We can tell you that.
Yeah. Lila Bialy Trio and special guests, of course, CD release party. And then, of course, for all of our listeners down in the New York area, you want to zip over to Greenwich on November the 6th. And there's a special performance there with Rob Mathis. Rob was just on Kathy Lee's show the other day playing for this. Oh, this is going to kill me now. I can't remember her name. This is how I'm going to narrow it down to.
Yes.
You ready? Old black blues soul artist.
Aretha.
Yeah. You see what I mean? Like, how do you narrow it down? Oh, I wish I could remember her name, but harsh voice. Harsh. Like,
oh, interesting. Ugh. I should know who it is because he actually has an amazing website. I don't know if you've gone to the new website recently.
No, I haven't, no.
It's amazing.
Okay.
It's a big step up from where his old one was at.
Well, again, there's another guy.
It would be there. I'm sure it'd be there.
Yeah, and there's another guy who can who fills at the right time. He knows when to come forward and when to back up. Right.
He's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I'm looking forward to this thing taking off. Folks, I would encourage you to go out and buy the CD. All right. Lila Bialy is who we've been chatting with. She will join us again sometime in the future because we love her and we have dirt on her. blackmail her to coming back on the show. Thank you for your heart and the way that you've done this. And I really still think back to the time when you came in and spilled your guts on the show last year.
One time and one time only on
thanks.
Air.
Thanks. I really do. I just love your openness, your vulnerability.
Thanks, Drew. I love your show.
Oh, stop. Yeah. It's turning into a Hallmark moment.
Do you want the phone number?
For your old mill?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. So,
what's the phone number?
416.
Yes.
236.
Thank you.
2641.
Yes, folks, Rain Man is working here in the studio.
Yeah, definitely old Bill. Yeah. That lets him drive the driveway.
All right, we are out of here, folks. We're going to go out with another of Lila's
tunes. What is the one you
want?
Human Condition.
Human Condition
wrote
is...
in 2002.
Oh, that was the one you were talking about before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well done. See, I figured that stuff out. We want to encourage you to tune in next week, folks. It's going to be our scary Halloween special. We're going to talk to the world's leading specialist on Satan, the devil. We're going to talk to Anne Rice, the author of The Vampire Chronicles. And we're going to talk to one of Paul Bernardo and Carla Homolka's, one of their victims, the sisters who we're going to speak with. Kristen French's sister is basically who we're going to talk to. It's quite a tough day, an interesting day. We're going to dive right into evil is the topic, basically. It's kind of the Halloween special, and we're going to talk about it right from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. So, but that's next week. Ain't no evil here this week. Lila Bialy's, who's here, and she's a gem. Folks, thanks for tuning in and listening to our show. Today we post all of our show up on the website next week, drewmarshall.ca. And there's something else I was going to say at the end of the show. Oh, vote for Valerie Burry on Battle of the Blades. We're trying to get him on the show again today, but boy, he's got such a busy schedule, and I know I'm going to get a slap upside the head by Candace. But Valerie Burry, Battle of the Blades. Folks, that's the end of the show. The church has left the building, and do me a favor, if you're new, stay out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.